Timmy Dwyer's got a good run in race 7 too. Irish Playboy.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Irish Playboy's going for a needle eye opening two, coming from nowhere. Irish Playboy from the back in a great ride through the middle has beaten Steamboat Rock.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do at Royal Kyneton today, one of the most magnificent race courses on the planet as far as I'm concerned. A good day of racing too, Whitey. I'm looking forward to seeing what your man Stephen Schmidt's got with his track condition.
Oh, he's got it in perfect condition. I know that. He always does. Stephen, good morning.
Well, thanks for the pump up, Whitey, but I've got a bit of soft seven this morning.
A soft seven, that's okay.
A rain in the, leading up to the meeting. Wasn't looking too good at one stage, but anyway, we're here and we'll be right, I think.
All right, so soft seven. Penetrometer?
6.95, so which is pretty high.
Pretty high. So you just hearing your voice, I'm not saying you're concerned about it, but you perhaps haven't got it quite where you want it because of the unexpected rain. Is that a fair call?
Yeah, well, that's true too. You know, like at this time of year, we should be looking at the good fours or something. But when you get that sort of rain, and we've got a couple of creeks around our course which flood, and it wasn't looking real good earlier in the week. But anyway, we'll be right. I reckon they'll probably get into it a bit, but it'll be all right. It'll be good.
All right, so soft 7, 6.95. The rail position?
The rail's out 6 metres from the 1200 to the winning post. This is our third meeting in about 3 weeks, so there's a little bit of wear and tear there.
All right, now the weather today is not too warm, so do you think it could improve from the sort of 6.95, or do you think where you've got it now is where it'll be?
I think it'll stay there for the majority of the day, yeah.
All right, terrific, Stephen. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
No worries. Thanks very much, Whitey. Speak to you later. Bye.
Stephen Schmidt there, track manager at Kyneton, who no doubt loves Adam White. A soft seven today at Kyneton. George Osborne knows about that. Home track specialist. He's with us. Good morning, George.
How you going, guys?
We're going very well. Thank you, sir. Nice to have you with us. Been a while.
Pleasure. Yeah, that's good.
Now, you got a couple in the first today. One more, no more fillies. So one's had a couple of starts and one's fresh up today. What can you tell us about number 4, Main Deck, and number 6, No More Archie?
Yeah, very briefly, No More Archie's had 2 runs. She's got good speed and doesn't finish off, so we will go back the other way today and try and ride her a bit quiet and see if she can finish off, and then she'll go to the paddock. She's going to come back a better horse. Main Deck hasn't given me everything in this trial so far. I think she's holding back a little bit, and she'll probably need the run.
Right, then you've got race 2, number 11, Revhead, who's a Testarossa gelding. First start today. What's Revhead going to look like?
Yeah, he's pretty well named at the moment. He's a bit of a Revhead. He's a bit hot, and he'll take a bit of getting to the gates, but once he gets there, he'll be okay. He'll run a good race, but he's drawn barrier 1, and I'm going to tip very strongly that the outside's going to be a lot better than the inside here today. It's a bit messy here today, and I think the experience will be better. He'll be better for the experience, I'd say.
Right, race 3, number 1, It's Trumps, has drawn 9, so that's not a bad gate in this time-honoured 1887-metre event. The maiden today, trying to break it after 10 starts?
Yeah, look, he's a little over the odds. He's had 2 runs his prep, and they've been messy races, and he really hasn't been able to flow into it, so that'll help his cause. He just, it concerns me that he brings himself into the race and just doesn't hit the line hard enough, so that's probably the downfall, but he's fit now, 3 runs in, so he's probably a little bit over the odds.
All right, might be a bit of value there for race 3, number 1. Race 5, number 3, Young Cliffy's got the inside gate as well. Second up today after finishing at the back of the field at Murtowa.
Went awful first up. Don't think he's come back. If he doesn't race well today, he goes back to the paddock.
Righto. It's no good to us. Race 6, number 9, Legless Nick is one of our favourites. A little bit deep in the market, third up today.
If they have races that they run 14 seconds, he can run all day. He can run 12 laps of this track. It is unfortunately, they run him at about 12.5, and that will be his downfall. But he's probably a horse that needs to be sent to one of these good jumps trainers, I think, because he might end up there. I think that's where he might end up. But look, he's going to roll forward, and he'll just keep chugging away. But I couldn't have him.
Bookmakers rule the line, effectively. Race 8, number 9, Uptown Lola is first up today. Now, it's only, one of its wins has been at the track. One start for one win at the track. Surely we back it up again today?
Yeah, look, starting to get a little bit interested now. The first half of the day is going to be pretty average, but she's come back terrific. She's a little bit of a challenge. I've got Taylor on, and she gets very fierce early, and she needs to be sort of held up a little bit to finish off. And Taylor's been doing a good job for me lately, so I'm giving her the opportunity there. We're getting into the better horses of the day for me, and she's some sort of chance on an each way basis.
Well, then you got two in the last. Toolbar, Taylor's on again. Taylor Child's on again, claiming three out of barrier 14. And then Mary's Pride out of barrier 12 today.
Yeah, my best race by far. Toolbar at his best is much better than these. He won a race here sitting four wide by five lengths when he was right last prep, or a couple of preps ago. And I'm pretty confident I've got him as good as I've had him for a fair while. So he'd have to be my best. And if I'm scared of one horse, it's my other one, because she goes fantastic second up. And she ran a super race first up. And she's half the price she was last night, but she's still way over the odds. So it's my best race for sure at the last.
All right. So we might have a little bit of each way action on both of those. Whitey race nine, number three, Toolbar, which is nearly markets $10 at tab.com.au. And at Mary's Pride is 31s, if you don't mind, for George. We appreciate your time as always, George. Always great to get insight into your runners, and particularly the home track. We wish you the best of luck today.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.